Chapter 1, Snow Globe. This is part 1, how to calculate and understand your spiritual credit score. We actually had a session several weeks ago touching on this topic, but we want to go back now and provide the rudiments so that first-time listeners can understand how we arrive at a spiritual credit score and gain a basic overview of using what Marissa has called the snow globe to understand at a very preliminary, simple level what elements go into creating a spiritual credit score, and how the concept of the snow globe can be useful to the average person who has no background necessarily on spiritual layers or spiritual dimensions or energy or any of the elements that people who have been following these books already have. So let's just start with the basic concept of the snow globe.
Well, let us just start by saying Saint Germain is the primary guide here, and by explaining how the snow globe came about so that the readers can get an understanding and be able to relate to this concept. Please understand that this channel has not been channeling her entire life. She had a spiritual awakening in 2008. When beginning to channel and learning to channel, it is very hard and very complicated to discern what is and what is not for one's highest and best good. A channel must just have faith and belief in something greater than him or herself. There is not very much education on the planet at this time, and in realizing how tough it was for Marissa to know whether something was good or bad that was within her field, she began to ask questions. She began to ask us, the guides, for a way to understand and a way to see how the energy was moving through her field without actually being able to see, for she was not able to see energy.
Okay, my very first question is, metaphorically, the snow globe is a person's energy field. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the concept of the snow globe was presented to Marissa so that it would be easier to explain the concepts of a person's energy field, and that is the reason for the snow globe metaphor.
Yes, very simplistically, yes. And it's even simpler than that. It's just what is in just one space at any given time.
Okay, I have an energy field. Let's use me. I'm Bill. So I have an energy field. So let's say I have, for this explanation, a snow globe. So what are the elements in my snow globe?
End of chapter 1.